listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started. Thunder, feel the thunder. My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to tell you about being open.
Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came.
Welcome to the Create What You Speak podcast. This week I want to talk to you about being open to life. Okay, and so when I say life, what I'm talking about is anything from your career to relationships to your family, friends, hobby, whatever it is, being open to all of it. So the things we're going to talk about today can apply to any and all areas of your life. So why am I talking about that today? You know, I saw this post on Instagram from someone I know, and she had posted some pictures from being on vacation somewhere in the Caribbean. And the caption was really striking to me because she said she had just become comfortable with traveling in the past few years, and now she loved it so much and she wanted to travel as much as possible. And I got to thinking about that because when we're closed off and we're not open to things in life, think about how much we miss out on. Think about all the joy and all the different experiences we don't have because we're so closed off and we're not open. And in the last episode, I talked about truth and how just because we think it's true doesn't necessarily mean that it is. I think our belief of what we think is true and isn't true determines if we're open to what life has to offer us or not. So if you haven't listened to that last episode about truth, I highly recommend you going back and listening to it because I think these topics really tie together. Okay, so let's think about what being open and closed means for a minute. So to me, being open feels exciting. It feels like excitement for what's to come. Even though I don't know what things are going to be, it feels bright, open, and expansive to me. It feels like I'm spiraling upward as high as I can go. And to me, that looks like a lot of smiling, a lot of high energy, always excited. You know, people want to be around you because they're drawn to your higher energy, no matter what might be happening. So things may not always go exactly as planned, but that's okay because you're letting go of the need to control the situation and you're open to what's to come. And if I'm thinking about coming from an open mindset, the thoughts that are going on in my head are, I'm expecting the best. You know, it's going to be better than I ever expected. I'm looking at the positive. I'm knowing that if it's happened to me, it's going to be good. And there is no other option than something good coming from my experience. Now let's take the flip side of that, of being closed off. So being closed off to me feels like, you know, I have this nervous energy. Maybe I have that nervous feeling in the pit of my stomach, and I'm probably scared a lot because I can't see the path of what's going to happen, and I don't really like that. And I want to try to control things, and when I'm not able to control things, I don't let myself be open to what might come. Or maybe I feel like I already know how something's going to go, or I know how it's going to end, or I know what the person is going to say or do. So I'm not even going to bother. I'm not even going to allow anything in because I already know how it's going to go. So I'm feeling very heavy, dark, maybe small, or almost like I'm locked in this self-created box that I won't let myself out of. And physically what this might look like is maybe I stand with my arms crossed a lot. You know, my arms are crossed over my chest. Maybe I have like a stance that's kind of like, bring it, you know, or try to challenge me, I dare you. Or my facial expressions are, you know, sarcastic or like skepticism, or, you know, basically I have this look on my face. It's like, yeah, right. I don't believe you. And, you know, I probably have slumped over shoulders. Maybe I'm hanging my head a lot, or I just generally have this aura of fear around me. And my thoughts probably, if I'm going through being, when I'm closed off, or, you know, I'm thinking, nope, that's not for me, or I can't have that, or I can't do that, or there's no way that can happen for me. And that's not how it's going to go. So it's to me, being closed off is a lot about being control, or thinking we already know how it's going to turn out, and not even entertaining any other way something might happen. And these are obviously two very different places to come from. And I think it's really easy to slip into being closed off and maybe not even realizing it. And that's what happened to me this week. So I want to tell you that story. I had a little bit of a reality check of my own on the relationship front. So I was struggling this week with just dating in general. I don't really know. There wasn't really one thing I can pinpoint that set me off this week, but I just wasn't in alignment with myself on this. I was just really struggling. And so I talked to my friend Elizabeth about this, and she asked me the best question I've ever been asked. She asked me, am I getting information with myself? Okay. We talked about this on the first podcast, how I demand that everyone in my life get information, right? When I bought my house, when I moved to Nashville, all these things, everybody's going to get information, but am I getting information with my own self about what I want? And my honest answer to that question was no, I had not been information with myself this week. As much as I know how to focus on what I want instead of what I don't want in all the other areas of my life, there's some little hang up here for me still on the relationship front that I'm continuing to work through and refine. And so what I'd been doing this week, and I think why I'd been feeling so bad, was I was focusing on what I didn't want in a person that I'm dating instead of what I did want. And so in turn, what that was doing, it was making me closed off. I was closed off. It was not making me or allowing me to be open and see the good in someone, because my radar was up and I was so focused on expecting the worst. I was focused on expecting and getting what I didn't want. And so I was searching for those qualities in the person, right? It was like becoming this self-fulfilled prophecy. It was like my brain was saying, you know, see, I told you you're going to get hurt again. I told you you shouldn't have dropped your walls down and you needed to protect yourself. And I had this fear about all of it, and this fear of feeling like I needed to control things or to try to make myself feel better. But really what I needed to do was change what I was focusing on. Because you guys know, we talk about this, that we get what we focus on, no matter what it is, no matter what area of your life, you're going to get what you focus on. And so that question that Elizabeth asked me, am I getting information with my own self? I was like, no, I'm not. So it was a complete wake up call for me. So I shifted. I started to think about what I did want in a relationship and how I wanted to feel. And that was like instant relief for me. It was like my whole body softened, like my soul relaxed, and I felt so at ease because now my radar was up for the qualities that I wanted. And that's exciting. And that makes me open. And it feels so damn good, you guys. It feels so good when you go through the shift of focusing on the things that you do want. And I actually said those words to myself this week. I kept in the loop of my mind, I kept saying to myself, I'm open to what's to come in dating. I'm open to what's to come in dating, and I'm open to a person with the qualities that I want, right? So for me, those are qualities that, you know, someone who is a partner to me, we're equals in the relationship. It's not always me having to run the show or move the train forward. We're equal partners here. Someone who makes me feel safe and secure, yet still challenges me and it is exciting and fun. And as soon as I went through that shift, I relaxed. I didn't have that fear running through me like I was going to once again get what I didn't want, right? I had this excitement and joy of knowing I was going to get what I did want, because that's now what I was looking for. That's what my radar is up for, and that's what I'm looking for. That's my new filter that I'm moving through. And so that, again, the question that Elizabeth asked me, am I getting information with myself? I think is something that we can continue to ask ourselves as we work through the things that we want in our life. And I wanted to give you another example that actually has to do with Elizabeth about being open and or closed and what that, how that changed my life. So I was in a coaching program a couple of years ago, and I was paired up with Elizabeth in this program to work with her as we went through the course. So this was kind of like a buddy system where we could work with each other, get support and be accountable and things. And the funny thing about this is when we got paired up together in this course, neither one of us reached out to each other to work together. And we talk about this later. Neither one of us were open to it. We didn't think we needed it. We thought we knew it. We didn't need somebody else. And so now, great for other people, but not something that we need. So this went on for a couple months. And at one point, one of us reached out. I don't remember who did this first, but we reached out and we connected. And she lives in Canada and I obviously live in Nashville. And so we started talking on the phone. We did a lot of Skype calls and just getting to know each other. And what we came to discover is, basically we share the same brain, and that we are like soul sisters, I guess I would say, together. I mean, she has been instrumental in my life to when I went through everything that I was doing when I was changing. She is one of the kindest souls I know and one of my very best friends. And we've never even met in person, but she was the person that was there for me. She would listen to me no matter how many times I talked about the same damn things over and over. She was always the person that stood by me and would listen and would help me and talk talk through it with me. And so we laugh about this now because we think about how much we would have missed out on in our lives had we not opened up to each other and realized that it was okay to need someone. It was okay to let someone else in and get support from someone. And I think about that and just how much she's changed my life and how much, you know, my whole life has changed in general. But had I not been open to letting that person in my life in the beginning, you know, I don't know if I would have been as successful as I have with all the changes that I made, because she was the person that was there for me. And that's huge. And so if you think about your own life and where you're open or not open, maybe, you know, it's interesting to think about this from the perspective of, you know, if I hadn't made that decision, how my life would be different, right? If I hadn't been open to taking this job or moving to this city or, you know, talking to that person randomly one day on, you know, in a coffee shop or something, how would my life be different? And another great example of this is if you ever listen to the Bobby Bones show. Bobby does a morning show on the iHeartRadio network, and the story about how Bobby met his friend Amy, who's also on the show, if I have this correct, I think it was something like she just said hi to him in a coffee shop one morning and they started talking. And I don't know how long the show's been on. It's been on for quite a while, but it used to be based in Austin. Now they're in Nashville, and they became friends and they all got together on this radio show, and now they have this nationally syndicated show. And I think that's such another great example of just being open and never knowing what might happen as a result of that. So as you go through this week, start to pay attention to how you're feeling and see if there's some areas in your life where you can be more open. I think sometimes we have these habits or behaviors that are so ingrained in us that we may not realize that we're not being open to the things that we really want. So start to pay attention. What kind of energy are you broadcasting or radiating out into the world, especially in the area of the thing or things that you really want the most in your life? Are you getting information with yourself? Are you allowing these things in? Are you focusing on what you don't want instead of what you do want? And you guys, you know, like I said, I talk about this, I teach this, but there's still areas in my own life that I get hung up on. So is the same happening to you? Are there areas in your life that you can refine or, you know, make a little bit clearer so you get a little bit further on your path towards what you want? So some questions for this week for you. What does being open and closed feel like? What's it feel like to you? So I went through some things at the beginning of what I felt like being open felt like to me and what I felt being closed off felt like to me. So what does it feel like for you? What does that mean for you? And think about the one thing you really want in your life right now. And are you open to it as you think you are? Is there some, like me, like how I was focusing on the wrong thing this week? Are you doing that somewhere in your life? And again, this question, the best question ever asked, are you getting information with yourself to have it? And if not, are you going to? What are you going to do this week to change that if you're not? So those are some questions I wanted to leave you with this week as you think about being open versus being closed. And is there areas of improvement for you that you can focus on this week and make some shifts? So I'm going to close out today's show on being open. But before I close this out, I want to tell you about the songs I picked for this week. So the opening song is called You Want It Darker by Leonard Cohen. And I heard this song on the show Billions. It's on Showtime. If you guys haven't watched the show, it's a really good show. And I think they really have a good soundtrack to all the episodes. I really like a lot of their songs. I have to Shazam them because I don't always recognize all of them. But this song, You Want It Darker, it felt to me like what I talked about at the beginning, that feeling of not being open. It was a heaviness. It was this darkness. And I loved how this song captured that feeling. It felt like it really spoke to me in that way. And then the song I chose, the outro song here, is Happy People by Little Big Town. And I love this song. I love the lyrics in the song. To me, that makes me feel good. It's one of those songs that brings me up. And one of my favorite parts of the song, it says, here's to whatever puts a smile on your face. Whatever makes you happy, people. And I love that. I love it because to me, that is so open. Whatever makes you happy, whatever it is that makes you happy, focus on it and go after it. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks about it. It's whatever puts a smile on your face and whatever makes you happy. That's what I want you to focus on this week. So I'd love to hear what you think about any of these episodes so far. Shoot me an email, SloanFremont@gmail.com, or follow me on Instagram, SloanFremont, SloanFremont. And let me know what you think. And if you like the podcast, please share it with someone you think could benefit from this message. Like I said, I really, my goal with this podcast is to help as many women as possible. And I would really like you guys to help me get the word out about it. So I'm going to sign off for this week. I hope you all have a great week. And I hope you really, really pay attention to other ways in your life that you can be open. See y'all next week. Have a great week.
Here's to whatever puts a smile on your face. Whatever makes you happy, people. Happy people don't fail.